Good morning. I remember when steps were a little easier for me. This morning, is that better? Okay. This morning, I'm reading from the book of Ruth. And Ruth was a daughter-in-law. And I have a wonderful one of those. This is the story of Naomi's daughter-in-law, Ruth. And I'm reading from Ruth, chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. But Ruth replied, "Don't urge me to leave you or turn back from you. Where you go, I will go. And where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Before I bring Leilani up here, I just want those of you who don't know her, her name is Leilani Hiddle, and she was in the same preaching class that I was in Lay Academy, the most recent Lay Academy we attended in March, and our instructor was Pastor Vicki. So we learned a lot from her, and I want you to make her feel welcome, Leilani. The mic. It is, thank you. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I woke up this morning very, very early, and I stepped out onto my deck to let my dog out, and it wasn't raining, and it was just a beautiful morning. And I thought, wow, the rain is coming. And you could smell it. And it just started downpouring. And I thought, I love Sunday mornings when it's raining. And that's because I know that later on in the day, I'm going to get to take a nap. And that's just what I thought this morning. Because I know that rain, like I said to the children, from the rain on the rooftops, you just feel like I just don't want to get out of bed. But I was already up, so I know that later on today, there's a good chance that it's supposed to rain on off and on. So I'm hoping that during the time I choose to go back to sleep will be rain also. So, and we need it. We need the rain. We really do. So the scripture, Ruth and Naomi, the story. When I think about Ruth and Naomi, I think about family. And that is what my sermon is about today, is about who is family. In today's society, what constitutes a family? We have mom and dad families, step families, single parent families, families headed by two unmarried partners, either of the opposite sex or the same sex, households that include one or more family members from a generation, adoptive families, foster families, and families where children are raised by their grandparents or other relatives, and some where their animals are their family. I was born and raised in Maine in a very rural area. I am next to the youngest of eight. And I'm going to stop right there for a second because something happened this morning. My husband's smiling already. As we were getting ready to leave, the phone rang. And it was our neighbor across the street, and she said, "You need to look in your backyard because there is a family of turkeys crossing your property." And my husband looks at me and he says, and I thought, well, I first thought, wow, that's pretty good considering God's providing us a family of turkeys in our backyard. And what is my sermon about? Family, right? My husband looks at me and he says, you know, the oldest one kind of looks like your sister. And we'll just leave that there. So. I'm thinking it's because of the number that was in the backyard was the number of my family. So, yes. There were 13 other kids that we played with within an estimated 3-mile radius. Can 3 miles distance be considered a neighborhood? I think so. You all know that neighborhood, the neighborhood kids that are forever in your memory, were they not family growing up? It's who we spent a lot of time with because town was many, many miles away, and you weren't walking that. And mom had the only car at work, and she wasn't going to cart you all over Kingdom Come to visit other friends when she got home. When I was older and had my own two children and helped raise my stepson, I ran a daycare from our home, and we also fostered 14 children over a period of 5 years. To this day, I am still in contact with some of those children who passed through our home. I consider them to be family as they came and learned more core values of life and received care they needed at the time and were in my personal care for hours a day, just like my own children. Not only were we a gift to them, but they were a gift to us. I went to a celebration of life recently in Maine for a woman named Marilyn. She was that person whom, when I was growing up, I spent a lot of time in her home with her daughters and sons, 6 kids in all. She was one of those people whom you listened to and you pulled values from as a young, naive child turned teenager. She always made sure when you were at her home, you were fed and went to church every Sunday, and it was not negotiable. She showed me what love was and who God was, and He loved me. I consider Marilyn and her family to be my family. Do you have someone who influenced you in your life that you felt was family to you? Have you conversed with them lately? If not, maybe you should. It was great to connect with ones in her family that I haven't talked to in a while, although a few through social media. I provided a work reference a few weeks ago for a gentleman who had been with our company over 6 years. He is one of those people who is always considerate, passionate about his job, dedicated to make sure he gets everything right, and if not, it is rectified immediately. We talked about a lot of stuff from his life and growing up on the southeast side of Chicago. Now that he is moving on, I know I will think fondly of him in the future, and he will check in from time to time on his journey elsewhere. I will care what is happening in his life. We have many, many employees and workers whom we strike up conversations with, talk about our individual families, get to know their kids, names, mom and dad's health, and when someone loses someone in that family to death, or someone is very ill, or a new life has been born, we are all affected by it emotionally. These people are my work family. After all, we spend 40 plus hours a week in each other's lives. Do you have a work family? What role do you play in that family and they in yours? Who's that one person you have never really had a conversation with there, but something tells you you should? Maybe they are searching for someone to call family. Have you seen the TV commercial for Choice Hotels and the child is talking to his dad and dad has informed him that they are going on vacation? In the child's hand is his goldfish, Fred, in a bowl, and the child asks if Fred can go with them, and Dad smiles. The next scene is Dad driving and the boy holding Fred in his bowl up to the window so it can see the sights. Then it switches scenes to the boy setting Fred on the side table in the hotel room because it is now bedtime. The next scene is the car driving away from the hotel, and you know that the boy and Fred are traveling again. Pretty sure that little boy considers Fred to be a part of his family. I really need to pay more attention to what car they were driving, though, because that boy didn't spill a drop of water from that fishbowl. Smooth ride. About a year ago, we had to put our dog Midnight, who was an Australian Shepherd Black Lab mix, down due to the complications within him. We got him from the shelter in Michigan City about 5 years prior. He was approximately 8 at the time. It's amazing what part of our lives, of our hearts, hurt when we must let go of a pet whom we have had only 5 years. And of course, we said at that time we were going to wait a while to decide if we really wanted another family. About 9 months ago, we were graced with a beautiful 6-year-old German Shepherd named Shiloh. If you're listening and doing the math, it took us about 3 months to decide. She is 100 pounds of energy and loves, loves, loves my attention when I get home from work. Her prior human mom had just passed away from cancer, and she had a sibling, a 6-year-old Rottweiler named Diesel. Dad, being a truck driver and not being too attached to the dogs, decided both dogs needed to be rehomed. He couldn't take them on the road with him, way too big for the cab of an 18-wheeler truck, and they were both used to being home with their mom all the time. Truly mom's dogs. We knew we couldn't take both dogs, but they were trying to rehome them together. I called and inquired, but decided we would not be the ones to separate them since they had been together since right after birth and they just lost their mom. And separating them would be emotional trauma to them physically and mentally. I worried that Shiloh would be in the deep depression having lost her mom and then not being with her friend Diesel. About a week later, we got a call to say that someone else had come to take Diesel, and were we still interested in Shiloh? Well, yes, since splitting them up would not be on my conscience, because I'm soft-hearted and dogs have hearts too. You can see it in their eyes. I call her a blessing, because she has taught us as much as we have tried to teach her, although I think she's 3 steps ahead. Her prior earthly mom was her life. I am still learning that what she needs from me that her mother, prior mother, used to give her or do for her. She is protective, loving, and likes to just play and be the center of my attention. She is a physical dog, always leaning on me. My husband says we should have named her Eileen. When she runs by, she will nudge me a bit like, "Here I am." How could I not see this 100-pound bundle of sweetness? When we took our vacation, we wondered if she was eating, if she's waking up the sitter like she does me in the middle of the night. Does she push the sitter with her nose when they are heading to the door to go outside? And that whine when she just wants attention. We are definitely family to her and her to us. There is one more important part of structure of who is family. I would also like to share that. That is those who feel alone and feel they have no one to call family because life circumstances have just made them feel unloved or wanted. You, my child, have a heavenly Father that loves you and cares about you no matter what time of day or night. He is there. His arms are always wrapped around you in love and wants the best for you. There is no way he will let go of you, even if you feel he has. We let go of him. He will always be your family, for he is your creator. Speaking his name, whether under your breath or out loud, you have his attention. You sometimes can't get that from a human, but with God, instantly. I read the following 2 sentences one day and thought, wow, what power in these words. If you think you've blown God's plan for your life, rest in this. You, my beautiful friend, are not that powerful. His power and love are beyond any measure we could possibly imagine. Let God be your family. Rest assured, he has a plan for you. You see, God's love is not limited. In fact, it is limitless. If we are truly made in God's image, our love should be limitless as well. And if that is true, then everyone we meet and greet should be considered our family in God. We may not all have the same beliefs and want the same things, but if God made each and every one of us, then that makes us brothers and sisters in Christ, and that makes us one big family. And he is our Father. Family is not just blood, it is spiritual. Amen?
Amen.
Let us pray. Lord, thank you for your mercy and your unlimited source of love for us all. to include the creatures of this earth. May you direct us in our paths to see and treat each other and every person or animal we pass along our journey as you see and treat us, with compassion, understanding, and most importantly, love. In your Son's holy and precious name we pray. Amen.